Tuesday edition of the Nerd Watch. Oh, yeah. No, well, do we get there's no reason to get romantic on the show, is there? Joining me this morning, we've got Collector J, Format, the newest member of the Nerd Watch, and Digit is in the house, a.k.a. Amber, or should I say Amber, a.k.a. Digit. I'm not too sure. Welcome, everyone, to the show. I'm glad you could be here with us. Collector J, how you doing, sir? Welcome to another week. It is Valentine's Day. What'd you get me? It looks like you're going to propose.
No.
No? It does.
All right, no. Just checking.
So I'm going to have him holding this.
Who's him?
Batman.
Batman.
A little
okay.
Stuffed Batman.
Okay.
Stuffed
holding these.
Right.
I might put them in.
What do you... What? Listen, first off, I'm in a relationship. Secondly,
it's not for you.
Oh, it's not for me. Oh, what is it?
What a tease.
Why don't you say something? Tell us what it is.
They're black diamond earrings.
Black diamond earrings. Why black diamonds?
Because they're different.
Ah.
Like my wife.
I'm assuming it's for you.
Different and special.
Oh, different and special?
In a good way.
Oh, good. Good. How are you doing, Collector J,
good.
Other than the black diamond earrings that you have?
Good, good. I was more excited about the Batman.
Yeah,
I'm
me
sure
too.
You were. I'm sure you were. Format?
Yes, sir.
Did you get your wife anything remotely weird like that?
No,
no weird.
No. Like that.
It
no.
is. Well, you know, I said Valentine's Day, and he shared his Valentine's Day gift. That's
yeah.
kind of cool. Earrings. Is that Amber? Is that a way to a woman's heart? Oh, sorry. Digit. Is that a way to a woman's heart? Is through jewelry?
Sure.
No?
We love shiny, blingy things.
All right, shiny, blingy things.
Fancy. Well, she told me this morning because she saw I have a new shirt on.
Uh-huh.
And she said, oh, when did you get that? I said, oh, when I was buying your gift. She goes, that doesn't mean I'm getting a shirt, is it? And she goes, or a Funko Pop. She said, because if you are, I don't want it, and you have time to return it. I said, you're going to be happy with what you get.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So. That is crazy.
But I want to do a shout-out to my little dude. Today's his third birthday.
His third awesome. Birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
It's a very special time in a child's life when they reach three.
Yeah, he went potty by himself. I'm
there
proud.
Yeah, he's over the terrible twos, and he's on to being a three-year-old young man. Well, that's good. Cool. And what did he do, or what is mom doing for his birthday?
Ice cream cake, birthday hat. Gonna get him a toy. Got
good.
Him a card.
Cool.
That's it.
That's awesome. Don't plan big parties.
No
parties.
Big it's parties. Just the three of us.
Big parties offer big regret, especially for the parents.
Yeah. Well, because he doesn't have any real friends yet.
When they're this young, you're making memories for you, not for him.
Well, he's lucky he had nothing for one and two.
Well, there you go. Well, now you're going to make up for it. Fantastic.
Slowly.
Anyway, other than that, big week in nerd culture this week. First off...
One more.
A lot of things happening. What's up?
I got a Tahitian student staying with
us. Oh, that's right.
Foreign exchange student.
Oh, really?
And you know what the crazy thing is?
What?
So we pick her up.
Okay, listen. You're starting in the middle of the story. Let's track back. Why exactly do you have a foreign exchange student?
The school really needed houses for the exchange students.
Homes?
That were coming
okay.
over from Tahiti.
What school?
Kamehameha.
Kamehameha, of course, Kamehameha School. If you guys don't know, Kamehameha School is a very prestigious school in Hawaii, you know, for Hawaiians.
Don't judge a book by its
cover. All right. Well, I'm just
anyways.
Saying. Anyway, so what is she doing?
As far as what?
What's the arrangement as far as the exchange? How does that work?
She comes and takes a bed and we feed her and
cool.
So she learns about America, I guess.
That's awesome. So does that mean that your daughter who goes to Kamehameha goes over there? Does she go to Tahiti?
That'd be kind of nice.
Did you exchange the kids for this one?
This is a one-way thing.
Oh,
okay.
One-way.
I thought it was an exchange thing.
Oh, no. Okay. You don't. Yeah, you don't swap. It's not like swapping wives.
It's not kid swap.
No, it's
not
kid swap. Exchange. I figured they're
changing. They're called foreign exchange.
Yeah. I thought it was an exchange student. That's
right.
What I thought. That's
they're
what I thought.
They're exchanging time away from their home for knowledge of another country.
Oh, cool.
I don't
know. So how long? So you decided to step up to the plate and bring her into your home?
Yeah. It doesn't help that the principal is actually our next door neighbor for the school. So she's like, we really need some homes. Okay. So,
wow.
Anyways.
I'm good at saying no. I mean, listen, in a very nice way.
It's fun. You know, I mean,
good.
It's always
fun. Is she enjoying
fun.
Her time here?
She is. You know, she's the perfect exchange student for us.
Cool.
She didn't bring a swimsuit for the beach because she's not a beach girl.
Okay.
I mean, in Tahiti, you got to have beaches.
Sure.
So she's used to that.
It is an island, right, Tahiti?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So she likes pizza.
We're not geography nerds here.
Okay, yeah, right. Yeah, right.
She really likes pizza.
It's in the Atlantic, right? She likes pizza.
She likes pizza.
Okay.
Junk food.
Right, right.
She likes junk food.
Wow.
And she really enjoys reading Marvel and DC comics.
Wow.
Perfect.
That is fantastic.
How old is she?
I think 15.
15.
Yeah, how many 15-year-olds do not like junk food?
That's true.
That's more basic junk food.
Not the beach.
That's true, though.
That was like
if we're thinking about, if we're honest about this, you have to say that most girls, especially now in this day and age, have more of an image issue. So you don't find very many girls that love junk food, right? Or
no.
are honest about it. No.
No,
really?
Kids are still kids.
All right.
Can we move on from the junk food to the fact that she likes comic books?
Okay.
And superheroes.
Listen, all right,
for a fat guy, if somebody likes junk food, I'm in. We're going out. We're going
exactly.
places.
I am a fat kid. I love my junk food.
First of all, I take offense to the fact that you call yourself a fat kid, but whatever.
I'm a big person. You have the essence.
Right. Format. I'm great. You're compared to ants. So wait a minute. My question is this. I know that Tahiti is a place that has kids, right? And I know that there are probably places in Tahiti that have stores that have comics. Where's her love for comics come from?
I don't know. I haven't really talked to her too much about it.
Oh.
Gave her the first time she was here, I said, hey, here's my stash. Pick out some ones you like.
She started reading them.
I gave her, I said, have you read The Killing Joke? Mm-hmm. She said no. I said, here's a copy, because I have like four of them.
One of the greatest stories ever.
And then also I showed her my Guardians of the Galaxy mixtape on cassette.
Mm-hmm.
And she did one of those little things where, you know, when you hand something back, we don't let go because you're
Did she watch Guardians? I take it.
Oh, she watched it. She liked the movie.
You're going to make her a copy then.
I gave her one of my two.
Oh,
so
that's
I said, you're probably
going to
be the only one in Tahiti that has one.
Wow.
Because they were only released here.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So, but yeah, I think.
Does she have a tape player?
And then all her.
I'm sure there's some lying around Tahiti somewhere.
Actually, she said she doesn't have a tape player.
So is she, okay, not to belabor the whole point of her being here, but how long is she here for, number one?
Just until Saturday, so it's only like 6 days.
Oh, that's not bad. She earns credit, I take it, for this?
I have no idea on the educational side of it. I don't really pay attention that
much. She is from French Polynesia, so does she speak French?
She speaks Tahitian.
Tahitian.
Tahitian is
right. Tahiti is considered part of French Polynesia. Once again, this goes back to the fact that we're not geography nerds.
Right.
That's why I was asking you. I was conferring. I wasn't sure.
Sure.
Yeah. Great. Good answer.
Okay.
I'll take that. Fantastic.
So, anyways, we have a foreign exchange student that really likes comic books.
That's amazing.
Figure.
I don't know how you managed to get that. That was crazy.
I don't know.
That's pretty nuts. So, what has she been doing with herself? I mean, does she go to school? Or does she just stay here?
She goes to school with my daughter and follows her. So she's gone to the Boys and Girls Club, where she volunteers, and she's gone to driving ed, where she's learning how to drive. So she just follows us around.
Sweet. Fantastic.
Yeah. English is a second language. So that's always fun.
Right.
Very quiet.
Exciting.
Very, very quiet. So, yeah.
That's
pretty cool.
That's cool. So has that changed up the house any? Getting any of your nerd work not done because of the...
No.
Good. So everything's good. What about you, Format? What about this week? You bring any students into your home?
No foreign exchange students at my house.
Strangers? No? You good?
No.
Good.
It's all people I know.
Or at least you think you know.
No, I know them. Background checks are done.
Oh, good. Good. So what was your week like, sir?
Nothing. Just more writing, more book stuff.
You're writing a book?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic. And you're honing your craft because you're writing reviews for the Nerd Watch.
Correct.
You put up your first review for The Theory of Everything on the Nerd Watch.
And
what's more nerdy than Stephen Hawking?
Not much.
Exactly. So, overall, in a couple of words, what did you think of the movie?
I thought it was very cute.
Cute.
Yeah. It's more or less a love story.
Oh, wow.
But the way they make it is it's very simply done.
Interesting. Now do we see how he goes through his metamorphosis from being?
Yeah, we do. Actually.
Oh, we do.
Yeah.
Wow.
You can actually see the transformation on screen.
Wow.
It's actually pretty amazing stuff.
Wow. All right. So you're writing reviews for us. You got some in the hopper. as we say. You've got a couple of movie reviews and a game review.
Hopper.
The Hopper.
Okay.
How was it the Vietnamese chick from Vietnam knows the Hopper reference?
Which is like a redneck thing.
Yeah, totally is a redneck thing, right? You got another one out of the Hopper. No, but yeah, you got a couple more in the queue, as it were. Yeah, and you're going to be talking about a couple of way back video games, which is kind of cool. And you got a couple movies on your slate.
The two that I'm currently working on is Patch Adams and Starship Troopers.
Wow, crazy. That's perfect. That's awesome.
One of those is a good movie and the other one's about aliens.
Right. I didn't realize that Patch Adams was about aliens. No?
No.
Okay.
I didn't like Starship Troopers when I watched it.
What is your problem?
Okay.
It's a great movie. Anyway, how about you, Didge? What'd you do?
I spent my week picking up shingles.
From
my roof.
Okay, good. I thought you meant like literal shingles you have to go to the doctor for and they have to give you a prescription.
No.
Oh, I was going to say that.
Roof shingles.
I was
going to
say, gross. Ew.
Picking up shingles.
Why are you here? Ew.
I'm going to sit over here.
Yeah, no. I'm going to sit on that then. All right, so shingles for your roof. What's up with your roof?
It's just been super crazy windy.
Ah. And,
I live in a house, not a condo, so I got to pick up shingles.
Oh, fantastic. Did you have to what's the word?
Re-shingle.
Re-shingle? I was going to say reupholster.
I'm going to
reupholster. Did you have to reupholster your roof?
A couple of couches, some carpet.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And I've just been working on my friend released some end user technology that I'm gonna incorporate into a business. So that's it. But I don't know. That's nerdy.
Wow, that's super techy and super nerdy. Awesome. All right. I, on the other hand, had an interesting week. Actually, it wasn't very interesting. It was. I got to play a couple more games. I finally finished up the beta of Hardline, Battlefield Hardline. Interesting game, different than Battlefield. I've been trying to catch up with that. Been catching up with a little more Dying Light, a little more Destiny. I actually started building another character, so that was kind of fun. I think I fit in a couple of movies this week. Yeah, you know why? Because of how I have my movies now, I end up rewatching things. So I ended up like rewatching Blades of Glory, which I didn't like the first time I saw it, but the second time I saw it, it was great.
Is that because Will Ferrell is wearing the same outfit?
Yeah,
that,
the whole time.
Katy Perry was wearing. Exactly.
Oh, okay. I watched Blades of Glory, and it had nothing to do with that. I noticed the older I get, I start watching movies, and then I'll stop them, and then I'll come back later. Which is real. It's not consistent with what you should be doing. Huh. I don't know if it's because I'm older, but I'll stop a movie like a half hour in, and I'll just come back to it. I don't know.
For your nap?
I get right for my nap and my warm milk. That's what I do it for. So, and I ended up watching one of the cool things is I have at home. I have copies of King of the Nerds. I ended up watching King of the Nerds, that show that's on TVS from a couple seasons ago. Very fun show. It's super fun, super geeky. It's a really cool show. Curtis Armstrong, Robert Carradine are hosting the show from Revenge of the Nerds, obviously. So that was kind of fun. But other than that, let's get right to what's going on here in the islands and here, or I should say out there in the Nerdverse. The Nerdiverse? The Nerd Universe? Big news! Huge news that just came down the pipe yesterday. Collector J first posted it. I posted it after him. That's how excited I was about it. I ended up posting it twice. Everybody who is anybody has heard that now it is official that Sony has partnered with Marvel and we will be getting a brand new Spider-Man movie. Not just a Spider-Man movie, but we'll also be getting a... That's really, really cute.
We're getting a new Spider-Man movie anyway.
No. What we're getting is a new Spider-Man, and I don't think you understand what I'm saying. Spider-Man and Spider-Man movie. We're getting an all new Spider-Man, like literally.
I know. We were going to get that anyways. The big difference is it's
right
within the hands of Marvel.
Well, the thing was is that the guys who were going to do it before Marvel came in, they decided to cancel all of it, and they were going to redo it because 2 was so bad. And I didn't think 2 was that bad. I thought 2 was bad, but it wasn't awful. But there's a couple of guys that are in the works to play the new Spider-Man. Spider-Man is going to show up in the Marvel Universe now.
Cumberbatch, right?
Right, Benedict. Oh my gosh. No! No!
They're looking for a high school looking student, not a college.
Oh my gosh. No.
It's just he's in everything.
He
now.
Is in everything. Logan Lerman, the guy from Fury, the kid from Fury, he's up for the part of being the new Spider-Man. This Spider-Man movie, unfortunately,
they're going to have another.
This is the only terrible thing about this Spider-Man thing, is that they're going to reboot him again. That's the only thing.
So we get to see the uncle die again.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, you have another kid getting his dreams crushed all over again.
That is true. Happy. I mean, there is that upside.
But if they're going to redo Spider-Man, why not just like really give him a different storyline?
You know, I was thinking about that.
They tried that with Fantastic Four.
It worked for Batman.
Well,
no, Batman's parents always died and got shot.
I know, but I mean like as like different.
Yeah, they didn't change the origin for Batman.
Think about this.
What if you pass the mantle and stuff?
Well, right, but the thing is that worked in the comics with Spider-Man, or I should say Peter Parker, not really passing the mantle to, but was his name Miguel? Or
passed it to a Mexican?
Yes, Miguel Morales, I think is his name.
That was an ultimate. There was a black Spider-Man.
Right.
There was also a black Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Which are actually some people are trying to get done.
Yeah, which, you know, to be honest, I think it should be for the sake of the character. It should still be Peter Parker. There isn't a reason why he should change. I think Peter Parker's fine. I think as long as we get Spider-Man, I really wish Spider-Man would have been part of Civil Wars, which I was really bummed about.
He's supposed to show up in a movie before.
His movie. Right.
And the only one coming out before that is Civil War.
Because his movie comes out in 2017.
Correct. Civil War is 16, isn't it?
Right. Civil War is 16.
Yeah, I thought they were reshooting. All the other movies got pushed back because of
You know,
this.
That is right. Because all the Thor's new movie got pushed back because
everything
of
got
everything.
Back in 6 months.
Yeah. Everything got pushed a few months.
But he's supposed to show up in a movie
before his movie. Yep.
So I'm guessing that they're reshooting
To reintroduce him.
I think it's a good idea. The nice thing about the new Spider-Man movie is that Kevin Feige, the guy who is in charge of Marvel, and all of the writers are going to be involved in the story, which is good. So Sony, honestly, Sony has to do less work. Sony should just keep their name on it and have part of the rights to Spider-Man and let Marvel do all the work for it.
Like get producer credit?
Right, get producer credit, put money into it, let Marvel take care of it. Don't do anything to it.
Fox just needs to get on board and we'll be complete.
Well, if Fantastic Four is a disaster, I think they're going to be quite honest, because this is...
Well, but they still have... I mean, there are other ones they have been doing well.
I tell you what, what I'm saying is I'm assuming Marvel really wants is Fantastic Four and X-Men, right?
You don't think they want Wolverine would be nice?
No, that's part of it.
Is that part of X-Men?
I don't know.
Or is it separate?
As far as the rights go, I think he is part of the X-Men.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so too.
I think he is part of the X-Men as far as the contract goes. So, yeah, I mean, I would really like to see the X-Men part of the Marvel Universe for sure.
Well, I mean, it'd be nice if they brought is Deadpool part of X-Men?
I don't
or
think
is
they're
it separate.
I don't think they're worried so much about Deadpool. I think they'd love to.
It'd still be pretty cool. Wouldn't it be awesome to see every single one?
It would be.
Like this poster in a movie, just show up one day and pose for this.
Everybody, I mean, anybody who's anybody, Marvel.
That's all you gotta do.
Like Stan Lee.
Pop in.
Marvel would love to get their characters back for sure. Marvel would love to get all their characters back. But I mean, if you're willing to sacrifice a character, it would probably have to be Deadpool out of the three that Fox has. Yeah. So I would assume that those would be the one. But I mean, this is big news, because Sony has opened the door for other studios to do the same. And if Marvel is willing to come to the table with these guys and work with them, I don't see why this can't be a profitable endeavor for every single studio. You know what I mean? So Disney profits. Well, Marvel profits, right? You know what I mean?
Job.
That's what I'm saying. Look, Sony's going to be profiting now from Marvel's success, and so on and so forth. You know, I don't know why not. Why not? I think it's a great idea. So
I don't know why it took this long to happen.
Because it has to do with
it should have happened a long time ago.
Well, and you guys can disagree with me on this if you want. Or
I disagree.
Okay, good. All right. Well, that settles it then. Next, move on. I'm thinking of the fact that I was assuming that Sony thought it had enough had enough left in its tank to do it by its to do a Spider-Man movie by itself. And they did have that potential with the very first one with Andrew Garfield in it, because I thought that was fantastic.
That was great.
That was fantastic. Probably one of my favorite comic book movies ever is The Amazing Spider-Man. So they did have a lot going into it. It's unfortunate that whoever ended up finishing and writing the second Amazing Spider-Man movie lost the plot entirely, figuratively and literally. So seeing that happen, I think, is when they knew that they didn't have enough. And that not only that, I think they found out that, listen, I really want to make some of this Marvel money, because they're making money.
Everyone wants to make Marvel money.
They're making money, you know, hand over, you know,
fist.
Hand over fist or Mjolnir hammer. It's ridiculous. So it's just a big thing, and I'm really happy to see that Sony stepped up to the plate, and I think that Fox may do it next if everything goes well. So that is some great news. Who would you like to see as the new Spider-Man? If it's not obviously it's not going to be Andrew Garfield, who would you like to see, guys? Who would be a good Spider-Man?
Don Glover.
You think so?
Yeah. He was actually in the original
running. He was originally petitioned to be the Spider-Man. You know,
I don't have an opinion, to be honest with you.
Really?
I mean, I really liked Andrew.
Yeah, I liked him too.
I loved Andrew Garfield. I thought he was great. What about you?
But Didge? I mean, if they have to replace him.
They have to. No, Marvel wants to because they think he's a diva, apparently.
I don't know anything about about actors. But regarding the Spider-Man storyline, I put some thought into this. I was hoping, well, and if somebody writes this, I want a little bit of credit. I want Spider-Man to go after Venom into outer space and disappear. And then Mary Jane has a kid with him, and the kid grows up without daddy and picks up the Spider-Man mantle. And then he somehow beats the guy in Venom, and Venom's suit takes over him, and then he kind of prolongs his lifespan and then comes back, but Venom is possessing him, so somehow there's a father-son duel out.
You know what I like to see? That sounds really cool. What I like to see is what they did in the comics, where Mary Jane ends up bearing the child of not Peter Parker, but of
the lizard guy.
No, of Brock, of Eddie Brock, and then Mary Jane ends up dying.
Mm.
Oh, that would have been a really cool storyline. I would have liked to have seen that. But I think what we're getting is just Spider-Man being involved in the whole universe itself, because he's such a pivotal part, and they can make him a pivotal part of the scene, which is really cool.
I want Peter Parker to become Venom and have his kid take up his mantle.
Well, what's cool is that this opens up a whole new storyline of the symbiote suit and the Secret Wars, which is some of the best comic books ever. So, I mean, they tried that in Spider-Man 3, but now they could do it right, which would be really cool. So, I'm very, very excited about Marvel acquiring Spider-Man.
It'd be kind of cool to see Tony Stark's Spider-Man suit.
Yeah, it would. That'd be really awesome. What's nice about Spider-Man is that, or Spider-Man's character, Peter Parker, is that in the Civil War storyline in the comic, he actually switches back and forth. He, you know, first he's on the side of Captain America, then he's on the side of Tony Stark.
Typical teenager.
Typical teenager, right. He's betwixt amongst the superheroes. So I cannot wait to see
his butt beat.
Yeah, he does.
Which is perfect.
Yeah, which is awesome.
And Captain America comes and saves him.
I have to say that I'm very excited about this. The potential is phenomenal. And I think most nerds, if there's one character everybody wanted to see in a Marvel movie, it is Spider-Man. Right?
You know what would suck? Is if, you know, we've all been saying that there's going to be one comic book movie that flops. And I think we can pretty much say within the Marvel universe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic Four is going to flop.
Ant-Man might,
but wouldn't it suck if their Spider-Man movie in 2017 is the first one to flop?
It would suck bad. But I think the fact is that Marvel has such a good name right now that Marvel, there's no way they can screw this up. That's my feeling.
No, that's not true, because they're doing so well that they're getting higher and higher, and then they can't make a mistake.
Well, the bubble is going to burst sometime.
If the bubble burst on the Spider-Man movie, just imagine what would happen. Because everyone's like, it's in better hands. Well, we actually don't know that it's in better hands until we see the movie.
Sure.
Technically.
Sure, true.
Wouldn't it suck if the bubble popped? I'm just throwing it out
No,
there.
I know. That's interesting. But you do feel more confident in the fact that Marvel and its comic book writers have the property of Spider-Man back. So
Well, but it all depends on the contract, on how much Sony can veto what what gets done.
Well, I think how the contract is written, Sony is getting producer credits, and they're letting Feige and the crew deal with the writing, because obviously Amazing Spider-Man 2 was that bad.
Because one of the articles I read back when they were originally talking about this was that Sony would still maintain creative control.
Right, no. That and right, you are right. They do, because that way they gives them more leeway over the character, which is completely fine. But what I'm saying is they can maintain creative control, but listen to their associates at Marvel and go, hey, listen, you should be doing this, and here's this story. Here you go, and you know you still have creative control, and Sony can go, hey, we're gonna do it this way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I think they're more in that mentorship, saying, listen. We've written this character for over 40 years, 30 years. Is it 40 years now? He's been around since the 60s, yeah. 60, 70, yeah, over 40 years. So, yeah, obviously.
Over 50 years.
Yeah, almost, just about there. I think 60s, I don't remember. It's been a while. But anyway, I'm very excited. I don't know who I'd like to see play Spider-Man. The two names that are up in the air, they look very Spider-Man. They have that Spider-Man look. Logan Lerman, especially. Look him up. You'll see what I'm talking about. He's a very young guy.
Is he cute?
You're asking the wrong guy, but okay, I guess. Sure. He's hot.
Anyways, moving on.
Thank you. Moving on. I was waiting for transition.
And other news.
And other news. Fantastic.
G has come out.
It's weird, right? It's totally weird. So Spider-Man, of course, was the biggest news of the day as far as Sony and Marvel goes. Marvel pushing back their entire slate of movies, what, like 6 months, like we
just
said?
Just 6 months, yeah.
Yeah, so
which
that's,
ain't so bad.
That's just, which isn't horrible. So now we can look forward to, there he is, Logan Lerman. That's
which
the
one?
Kid.
This one or that one?
Both. There's two different ones. That's Logan Lerman. I'm not
that's
sure who's this
other
kid.
O'Brien
that's
kid.
The other guy. Yeah. Yeah, O'Brien. That's his name. Yeah, I can see Logan Lerman as the Spider-Man. That's,
I don't know. I can see them both if they were both wearing masks.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way,
you know, it's all in the voice. For me,
it, yeah, really? It is the
with
voice.
Spider-Man, it has to be in the voice.
It's
because
in the voice.
When there is no face when he's wearing the mask.
And his is all about the attitude.
The attitude he portrays.
That's what I liked about Garfield.
Right.
He was very snarky.
He was a snarky teenager.
Yeah, yeah,
exactly.
It was very good.
Yeah. What? Yeah. You don't have a chimney? What? That's actually one of my favorite parts of that movie. I was cleaning the chimney. We don't have a chimney. What?
Love that stuff. All right, so Collector J, can you move down just a bit here on our NerdWatch Facebook page? By the way, you can follow all of our stories at facebook.com/TheNerdWatch. There was a couple other things on here that that we had that I thought were interesting that not just you posted, but I had posted as well. You ended up getting a new hot toy.
No,
right?
That's actually not a
hot toy. Oh, it's not a hot toy. What
that's
is it?
That's a
Kotobuki.
Oh, Kotobukuyu?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Thank you.
No problem.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's the one I showed last week.
It's a Batman one.
It's right up over in the corner next to the poster.
Wow. He's got it looks like
a lot bigger than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
Yeah,
honestly.
And it's very detailed.
Yeah, very.
Right? Not as detailed as the Joker, but over the next few weeks, I'll have a few other pieces that will be arriving.
It looks like, from this distance, it looks like he has claws as opposed to glove on. I mean, maybe it's just the shadowing. But
no, it's old age.
that's the arthritis.
It's just arthritis for you.
I have a zombie Batman coming that I'm excited for.
Ooh,
that's coming at the end of the week.
Yeah. Ooh, just wanted to. It's not so much nerdy. I mean, maybe Amber can give us or Digit can give us some more insight into it. But there is – I didn't have a chance to post it because it's not really nerd stuff, but I figured I'd talk about it because it does fall under the category of a movie. The first few reviews for 50 Shades of Grey have come out, and they're not complimentary. They say it's probably one of the worst movies of the year so far. Considering how bad the book was and how bad the writing is in that book, I'm not surprised. Were you looking forward to seeing this movie?
No.
Okay, good.
There wasn't a single ounce of,
right.
Like, no.
Man, I thought I'd turn this stupid thing off. Anyway, so you're not interested?
Not at all. I mean, all that hype about the book and blah, 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 that's not my world.
Right, right. So it's not your comic book
like
world.
Like the DARPA challenge coming up, mm-hmm. That I have an interest in. 50 Shades of Grey?
Could you like explain the DARPA challenge for those that don't know?
Not really, because if you don't know it, then there's no point.
Well, that is super nerdy. That is super nerdy.
Well, if you don't know it, then you don't have to know it. Sheesh, whatever. Whatever.
All right, so yeah, I just want to let everybody know that the first initial reviews for that movie have not been complimentary at all. A matter of fact,
I'm going to post my thoughts on the movie today.
You're going to go see it?
No, but I have some thoughts on it.
Oh.
I'm going to post amount of 50 Shades of Grey that I will be seeing. I will post that later.
I'm not interested at all. It just doesn't.
I'm just going to do a black and white color scale.
Yeah, there you go.
That's actually what I was going to do. Do a square with 50 different shades
of
gray.
Nice. Yeah. Speaking of not complimentary reviews, we're going to get Professor Barry's take on it, I think, this week sometime. Jupiter Ascending has not been getting very stellar reviews either.
Yeah, no pun intended.
So I was planning to get to watching that this week. Unfortunately, I could not. It's a real shame. It seems like the Wachowskis are losing a bit of steam, first with Cloud Atlas and now with this. I mean, the descending popularity and or stories for the Wachowskis did start with Reloaded and then Revolution. And then it kind of ticked up with V for Vendetta, which I thought was a great movie. And then now we're going back down with the Cloud Atlases and this movie now, Jupiter Ascending. They say it's great. It looks good. But they say the story is just garbage. So I'm kind of disappointed. I really was looking forward to seeing it. But even more importantly than that, there has been reviews for one movie that's coming out that's coinciding with the 50 Shades of Grey, by the way. And that is The Kingsman. And according to most reviews, it is one of the best comic book movies ever.
Are we getting it on the island?
Yes, we are, dude.
I saw the poster at one of the theaters got pulled down, so I wasn't sure.
No, it's don't worry.
Can I get that one?
It's coming. I don't know. Man. All right. Well, I'll see what I can do.
Well, I heard you know people at the theater.
I do know some. I do know some guys. I know one of the managers there.
Your people hook up.
Yeah.
Just say it. I gotta add to the collection. And
all right. I'll see what
everything
I
got to buy takes away
you
from other stuff I gotta buy.
Space.
No, I started cleaning up and organizing, so it's actually in the box.
Yeah. About a thing.
Yeah, I'll talk to the guy.
Yeah,
I know a guy.
Space up.
Yeah, I know a guy over there.
That's actually for household stuff because we do have to use it as household stuff.
Household space.
Yeah.
All right.
They got the whole house. What do they need in here for?
I know. They don't need to be. This is the man cave. Come on. I'm sorry. The person cave.
No, it's the bat cave.
Oh, okay.
That's my Wi-Fi name.
So, yeah, I just wanted to let everybody know that Kingsman, unfortunately, is being released alongside of 50 Shades of Grey. And Kingsman, it looks like, will be the better film this coming week. So I'm very excited to see The Kingsman. Hopefully we all can get together and watch a movie sometime, which would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
That'd be very fun. So I'm looking forward to The Kingsman. How about you, Format?
Yeah, definitely. It looks like a fun movie.
Hey, Matthew Vaughn's directing it. It's
full of
awesome.
Gadgets.
Yeah, it does. It feels
love
like
love gadgets.
It feels very much like a I mean, the previews make it feel like a fresh take on the 007 kind of films is what it kind of looks like. But instead of just being James Bond, it's like all of MI6, which is really kind of cool.
It has a very the Avengers feel.
Yes!
But the UK Avengers.
Well, I mean, it also has, what's the one, all the retired?
Yeah, the retired guys.
Red.
Red, too. I really like those movies. Kind of that same feel.
Red's great. I like the first Red better, but both Reds are good.
Yeah.
Both Reds are very
good. I think it's British accents.
It
just makes movies so much better.
It raises the level just a couple of notches, right?
Just a bit.
Yeah.
Do you know Americans suck at making British accents, but British people can make American accents so well?
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Listen, I'm going to show my nerd
cred
here.
Well, you kind of need to stick up your butt to be able to make a British accent.
Renee Zellweger does a great British accent. I mean, Bridget Jones' Diary. She
never
was
saw
very
the
fun.
Movie.
She was
sorry.
Very funny.
Because she got fat and she had to stuff her cheeks.
Oh, is that really what it was? Seriously? Wow.
That's a
I had
thing.
No idea.
No, that was a thing.
No, listen, Hugh Grant does a great English accent, and, you know, it's ridiculous.
Is he? I thought he was British.
He's British, dude.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. And the Benedict Cumberbatch? Oh, man. Yeah. He's got that British accent down.
It's killer, man.
Madonna's got a great English accent, too.
Benedict Cumberbatch, it almost seems like he's actually from there.
Right?
It's amazing. It's crazy. It's absolutely
so good.
Crazy.
It's so good.
It's not true. Madonna's got a great British accent.
Oh, my gosh. Madonna.
Can I edit myself out of this podcast?
And edit you back in with a British accent?
No, I'll just stay out, me.
Oh, that was pretty good. That's as good as Benedict's. That was crazy. Anyway, moving on. I think that for movie news, that was the biggest movie news of all.
I agree.
That was it. There was nothing. There was no new trailers to be released. There was nothing. Nothing too spectacular.
They just released this morning. I haven't seen it yet.
This morning
they released a trailer for Hitman. Agent 47?
Oh, it looked like it was a yeah, it did. Teaser. It was like a teaser slash teaser? Like it looked like it was for the game or something too. Yeah, you're right. It was like Agent 47 or something.
Yeah, I thought it was a movie.
Yeah, no, it is. Just a movie
shot of the barcode, or I don't know.
No. He looks like he's in an interrogation. I saw the posting of it because it posted this morning. I did not see the film. I didn't see the actual thing itself. But I do know that is going to be a movie. The guy that they picked actually looks rather good for the part. He's a little older, red, and he's got very dark black hair. I mean, he's bald, but you can see that his hair is there still, which is weird because it's, you know, hit the Agent 47 is pretty bald. So, but yeah, there was a trailer that came out as a tease for the new Hitman movie. I hope the Hitman movie is good because the one with Timothy Oliphant was just horrible. It was just absolutely horrendous. Did you like that one at all?
No, too much talking.
Yeah, just too. There wasn't enough. There wasn't enough assassinations.
Yeah,
that was the whole thing with the Hitman. Is this it? Yeah, Agent 47 trailer. There it is, right there. That's the one.
Well, that's not hair. That's his barcode.
No. Look, if you look, you see.
Oh, the stubble.
The stubble on his hair.
That's after a night of craziness.
I guess so, because the Hitman is normally bald. Yeah. He's bald.
Like cue ball bald.
Right, so.
Like Shaolin Monk
bald. He is. He's very Shaolin Monk cue ball-ish. I don't know. I'm excited. Are you excited to see another Hitman movie?
If it's done right, yeah.
Yeah.
But this is like the first time I'm seeing anything for it, so.
Yeah, it's actually what's really interesting about it is that if for the majority of people that do know, Agent 47 stories in the games are very good. The way he assassinates people is very inventive, interesting. They make the stories interesting. They're very compelling. He becomes a shadow in his own in the world that surrounds him, which is very cool. That's the whole point.
It's a 2.5-minute trailer.
Holy cow! Then I didn't see it.
That's not really a teaser.
That is not a teaser at all. Jeez.
That's a good portion of the movie.
I've never heard of the guy, Alexander Bock. Never heard of him. It's set to be released August 28th, so obviously they have some belief in it.
Well, that's the director, though. Who's the actual guy?
I forget his name. Wow, that is him. He's pretty... By the way, we're watching the trailer for those of you that are listening.
I know this
makes great pod, but he's got a good look. I think the guy. You can check it out. I think it was on Geek Tyrant's site. He looks older. I always thought that the Hitman was older.
Costume changes.
Finally, costume changes. Good. It's about freaking time because we didn't get any last time.
No. Look, I know this is going to sound
strange because it is. Zachary Quinto's in it. Can't be all that bad.
All right. That's Spock.
Spock's
from,
in it.
From the new Star Trek series.
Yeah.
I like that he's
and,
wearing a red
Siler
tie.
Siler from Heroes.
The red tie. Yeah, the red tie is very trademark for that
character.
Yeah, it's
very
character.
Iconic.
Very iconic.
For the Hitman
series.
That's
his trademark.
Yep.
I like that very much. The guy, I tell you what, this guy's sleek, he's tall, he wears a trench coat well, he wears a suit well, he looks amazing. So,
he's not buffed out, like, it makes sense.
Yeah, it absolutely
Seriously.
Does. Yeah, he looks good.
He doesn't look like he talks a whole lot.
Which is great.
Which is good, because that's him.
See, they're releasing it during the summer, so obviously this is a big deal. August 28th.
Ooh, that is a big screen movie.
Yeah. It really is.
And whoa. Gratuitous girl in bikini.
Yeah. That's always fun. And ridiculous over-the-top action. That's a signature of the Hitman series.
Yeah, yeah. Helicopter into a building.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited.
You can't miss that.
Yeah.
This one should be good, then.
Whoa. Whoa. Helicopter in a building.
It's
Hitman.
No, it's no Ferrari jumping from building to building.
Right. I mean, this
that was really good.
This movie ain't got nothing on Furious 7, but still, it's pretty darn cool. Hopefully they get this one right. I would love to see a good video game adaptation for made to film. There hasn't been one for a while. I mean, at least not since Mortal Kombat Annihilation, obviously, which is probably one of the best ever. People disagree.
No, I loved it.
See? I loved it, too.
I thought it was so stupid
and so ridiculous. Mortal Kombat Annihilation. That it was fun. It was stupid.
Right. I mean, if you're going to go bad, you got to go 360.
You got to go super bad, like a total 180 bad.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, he's going to come home, it's super bad.
For a second there, like, my heart stopped.
It becomes pure... farce. Entertainment.
Right, it becomes a parody of itself, yeah. Which is fantastic. So that's really, really cool. Anyway, Hitman, Agent 47, August 28th at the box office. It's being released during the summer, which is much better than the last release date, which was in the wintertime for the original Hitman with Timothy Oliphant, which I thought he was a good Hitman. I thought they chose a really nice guy, a really good guy. It's unfortunate the movie sucked. So...
We got the trailer up on
NerdWatch. That's right. Facebook.com/TheNerdWatch. You can see the Hitman Agent 47 trailer on right now because it's up as we speak. So check that out. Anyway, moving on. Big TV news this week. We got most of our shows are back. Not only are most of our shows back, they're brand new. We've got Walking Dead back on the air. We've got Gotham giving us a teaser of all teasers at this point.
Yeah, I'm not too thrilled about that one.
So we'll talk about that here in a second. But first, I'm going to defer to Collector J and to Format about this. The Walking Dead movie. Excuse me. The Walking Dead premiere came back on Sunday. First of all, how was it, and what'd you think, Collector J?
It was a very good episode.
Good?
It was a more artsy, artistic-style episode. It paid homage to the character that's no longer going to be with us. I think by Wednesday, I'm going to be spoilery.
Don't be spoilery too much.
Not too much.
I gotta watch it.
But a lot of foreshadowing, a lot of attention to detail. They did the character good justice. They also brought back a few characters.
Cool.
In the way that they did it. So overall, it was a great great episode. They didn't stop with the end of the first half of the season in their quest for killing everyone off.
Really? So was it... Here's the thing. My question is this, because I'm going to hopefully be watching when I get home.
Not everyone. Just one person.
How is everybody? I mean, are we from the ending of the mid season?
Mm-hmm.
Where are we in time?
That's the thing. You can't actually say where you're at in time without giving away part of the episode. You're pretty much right after the Beth incident.
Wow.
At least you think you are.
Ooh.
Right? I mean, pretty much.
I didn't see it, so I don't
know. I thought you saw it.
No. I saw Flash and Gotham.
Ooh, all right. Well, let's talk about Flash and Gotham. So, we're back.
You guys suck.
We're back.
You
we're back.
Suck. Anyways, you have Negan's probably going to be coming soon. There's some foreshadowing with that. They made the decision on where they're going next. So, very information, action, fun, artistic Walking Dead episode. You guys suck.
So, okay. So, my question is this. Now that we're back for the midseason, do we have a direction? Are we going somewhere?
Yes.
I mean, as in storyline, is there a good place that we're heading?
Yes.
Good.
I think so.
That's very important because for me, I think I've said
they're not holed up in some place.
Right. I see. That's the thing for me.
They part of this episode has them going to Beth wanted to take the boy back to his hometown,
right?
Which had walls and this and that. And so they all decided to go there,
right?
So at one point they were going to hang out there.
Walking Dead works best for me in the series when they aren't held up as well. It's the nice thing is that the when you're fraught with danger in that kind of world, that's what makes it move, and it gives them purpose. So when you're holed up in a farmhouse or a hospital or a jail, it just doesn't make for compelling viewing for me because
they're on the move still.
Good.
So at the end, they're on the move.
Good, because not only does the move, when you're moving, it doesn't make it makes the threat that much more palpable. In the fact that not only are the zombies more of a threat, but even the humans are more of a threat because you aren't held up anywhere, and you become more vulnerable. And I think the vulnerabilities of those characters is what makes that show for me. Am I right or wrong about that?
No, yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
definitely.
I'm a big. For the series in itself, it works in the comic. I will say that there are things that work in the comic that don't work on the screen. So, you know, there are things that you can that work in the comic very well, and the tension still is there. But yeah, for the series, I like when they're on the move. What about you? Are you a big Walking Dead file?
I'm behind.
I know you're behind. You're obviously you're behind. We know this.
Well, not as behind as you. You're like behind on behind.
I'm behind. I'm not. I'm only behind one episode.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm only behind an episode.
Well, but I'm true to
the one that counts.
The one that counts.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
You're the Netflix gal. By the way, we're gonna get into that shortly. We'll have Amber's Netflix pick coming up here in a minute. She didn't even know we were doing it, and we're gonna do it. All right. So moving on. Okay. Walking Dead is back. Everybody's very excited. It premiered with pretty big numbers. Viewership wise, we also got a new Gotham and we got a new Flash. So let's first talk about Gotham. It was more or less, it seemed like an episode with a very big teaser. What do you guys think?
Well, I mean, they finished up the Crane storyline.
Yeah, they wrapped it up.
They wrapped that up in two episodes. So, because the two episodes were about the dad.
Right.
And why he was creating the fear toxin and all that stuff.
Right, so right, right.
They wrap that up and they introduce how Scarecrow picked Scarecrow.
Yeah, more or less how he came to be.
Pretty much.
Cool. Yeah. Well, that's cool.
Which is different than what the Nolan verse did.
Which isn't horrible. I mean, the one
which
that...
No, it's just different.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, at the end we had a teaser for the Joker, supposedly. And I don't like the pick. I'm not really thrilled on who they pick.
All right, don't spoil it. All right, so overall, good episode, bad teaser for the Joker.
I mean, teasing the beginning of the Joker storyline for me is pretty cool. Some people don't like it, but just the actor they chose, because I see him in another show that I really like.
Oh, is that what it is?
I don't like... Because he plays, he's on Shameless. I can't think of his name.
Is that a good show?
I really like it, but I identify with it in a lot of ways.
Oh.
But the actor that they picked to do this teaser is a guy who plays basically the wife in a gay relationship. He's basically very feminine, very. It just. Seeing him in that role, I don't see it translating to Joker. He's aggressive in a feminine way as far as with his partner. But he's not, he doesn't strike me as that guy. Psychotic.
Right.
I mean, even that face that they gave on the teaser and the images that they're using, it looked too pushed.
Right.
I don't necessarily think that it's a good pick for the kid.
All right.
That's going to be Joker. That's just me. All right. I don't see him. He's a feminine woman.
But overall, not a bad episode.
Correct.
Format, what about you? How was Gotham this week for you?
Yeah, the episode was great. But I'm probably in the other camp.
Ooh!
From Collector J, in that I don't think they should be doing origin stuff in regards to the Joker. I like the fact that the character doesn't have, like, a solid origin story. You know, you're always guessing as to, like,
But creating,
how did he get there?
Right.
But like, creating an origin story is still within the Joker, because Joker has many origin stories.
Right.
So but you're not, none you're of not them, deviating from.
True, from but that none idea. Of them is a solid. You know what I mean? If it goes into something that we can visually see, you know, on screen.
I know where he's going with this.
It's but, a completely different, well, you know, I mean, it's there.
You had the 89 Batman, had an origin story.
Right.
Comic books are always changing up yours. But right. Teasing him isn't necessarily saying they're going to have an origin story.
Well, that is that. Now, I was going to bring that point up too. That is true, because right. I'll be honest with you. I mean, I haven't seen the Joker origin in Gotham, but I will say that the Dark Knight movie did it perfectly. When the Joker is sitting on top of the thug on the pool table,
right,
and he divulges his origin, that was really cool, because that was like, did he really come from that?
But every time he did that, he changed his story.
Right. Exactly. So that's why what I think Format's saying has a good point, because we should never really know where the Joker came from.
But they were teasing. I don't necessarily think they might not do an actual origin story, because if it looks right, he got picked up in the jail.
Right.
He's already kind of nuts.
Right.
So, it'd be different if it was him with a crazy laugh, but then all of a sudden they decide on how to make him crazy.
Right.
Maybe he's already crazy. They're just teasing him being a kid as Joker, or a kid
right.
who becomes Joker.
I have
an origin story.
This leads right into my other question for you two, mm-hmm. and possibly for you if you have an opinion about this, Digit. Do you think that it's too early for this story to unfold in the Gotham show?
Hinting, I don't think it's too early, but I don't think they should be going into depth with it. That's pretty much where
you're afraid that they're going to cement something in, right. which is not a good thing.
Exactly.
I gotcha. What about you?
I agree with that, and I don't think they will, because they've only touched on, Ivy's storyline, they right. haven't touched.
Right.
Catwoman's storyline, they really haven't touched. I mean, they're introducing all these little storylines that they're not cementing yet. Even Scarecrow's storyline hasn't.
The story that they're teasing for the Joker, how far apart are the Joker in this universe and Batman in age? How far apart are they? Because this guy's a teenager, right?
They seem pretty close.
Do they?
Maybe 5 years.
Yeah, I'd say probably 5 or 6 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what you're getting out of that? Okay. That's cool then. I can see that happening. So we're looking at Joker being the elder statesman in the Batman Joker relationship in this one. Or I guess you could say he's always been.
Joker's storyline, for anyone to create any origin and cement it, it's right. going to be painful, because it's known that he has multiple personalities. So at right. what point is which personality the dominant one?
Good point.
And so each of those have its own origin storyline.
Right. Because it goes back to his psychosis.
He's got multiple good personalities.
Point. He just had a new in the comics,
yeah.
a new origin story
mm-hmm.
where he's immortal. I mean, basically right. he's immortal.
Yes, yeah. And that's so, really cool.
I think adding another origin story to the
just even makes it more confusing.
Of origin stories,
it makes it even more confusing.
Is okay.
I see what you're saying.
That's basically his character. His origin story is always being redone.
Now I can see both your points on that, because I was like, I'm not a fan of the cementing of his origin story. But if we just add something else to the mythos of the Joker, it just adds right. that yeah, much
I'd
more
be,
confusion.
I'd be cool with that.
That's cool.
Batman cemented an origin story
always.
With falling into the bat.
Always.
Snyder just. Did what with him being immortal. So all of his origin stories at that moment are cemented as his origin story.
Interesting.
Even in the movie, the Nolan Batman, the Nolanverse, the first time he says it, you thought that was his origin story.
You did. And that was
smart. And the next time he sold it to where that was his origin story. His origin story changes based upon who he's dementing at the time or
right.
or trying to jack up. I think his origin story corresponds to who he's trying to screw with.
And that's the brilliance of his psychosis. Right. That's the brilliance of his psychosis. So good. I'm very excited for Gotham to be moving forward with this. I'm very excited. What's that?
The Go With Gotham shirt I made a while ago.
Good. My hashtag. I'm telling you, it's gonna dominate the world. The more people know about it, Go With Gotham. I'm telling you. All right, moving on from Marvel to DC. Or excuse me, DC to Marvel. No, from DC to DC. Because we're not talking. I thought we were going to talk about Agent Carter. I forgot about that. Sorry.
Oh, are we?
Yeah, I was. I was going to talk about that. Oh, well, we're moving from DC to DC to from Justice League to Justice League. The Flash, this week.
It was good.
Collector J in format. How was it?
It was good. You didn't see it, right?
I actually did not see it.
Whoa! All right.
It sucks, man.
What's the deal? What's the deal?
No, it was really good. We got more information on the Firestorm situation.
Ooh.
Lots of details that I don't want to be spoilery.
Do you
about.
Think, in your opinion, I mean, in both your opinions, honestly, do you guys think that the Flash is headed in the right direction for the character? Yeah, I mean, as far as the television show goes?
I think so. They've already hinted at the whole time travel bit.
Well, that's supposed to come out in the next episode.
Yeah. Right. I believe. They're already...
So let me ask this, because knowing that Flash, he doesn't just travel through time. He is so fast that he can travel through... And not just he can travel through dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that's being hinted at in these shows?
Not necessarily. No, I mean it's always a possibility because you know it is possible. But
you can't blow your whole load in the first season.
Yeah. That's true. I mean, but then again,
you don't want him showing up and oh, Bruce Wayne, hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
Well, really fast. And he takes off again.
The Flash is. If I'm not mistaken, in my comic book nerddom, the Flash is the only guy that can beat Superman in a foot race. Am I right?
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah. He's right.
Because Superman doesn't run; he actually flies.
Yeah.
So,
no, but Superman can flying, Superman can run super fast.
Right.
So, but he can beat Superman. So mm-hmm. he's. I'm just wondering
he's
how
the fastest man alive.
Right. So I'm just wondering how dominant that question is. Are they proving that he is the fastest man?
He's getting there.
He's getting there.
Because right now he's not.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Reverse Flash or Zoom or whatever you want to call him is.
What do you call him?
Zoom.
Thank you.
Is faster than him.
Yes.
Right now. And he's working at beating him.
Yes.
And Zoom is actually pushing him to be faster than him.
Speaking of. Kind of funny. What do you guys think of the actor who's playing Zoom? You like him?
The Cripple?
Do you think he's good for the role?
Yeah, I think so. Now that it's starting to that's another thing. Like they haven't quite cemented that in that Wells is Reverse Flash or
correct
Zoom or whatever.
They're waiting for that reveal.
Right, exactly. I mean, they're hinting to it, but there's been instances when Wells will go speedster. But it's a red streak, not a yellow one.
Oh.
So there's a possibility.
But he has to wear the yellow suit for it to be yellow.
Not necessarily.
No. I mean, the Flash is called the Scarlet Speedster.
Because he wears a scarlet suit.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You can't say that he's a red streak in a yellow suit. You see what I'm saying?
But he never wears a yellow suit when he's streaking on the show so far.
I knew Amber was going to laugh at that. Stop it. Stop it. All right? You know what we mean when we say streaking. Sure. All right? Not Will Ferrell and old school streaking. We're talking fast.
We're going streaking.
We're not talking about that. No. All right. So overall, a great direction for Flash, I take it, guys?
Yeah, so far, yeah.
Good.
Really digging it.
Good. Tonight is an all-new Arrow.
But last week, Arrow was on and we hadn't seen it yet. So right. Arrow is new for us on the show as well.
Cool. Fantastic. So...
It was a good episode.
Was it good?
I have decided, my wife actually put it forward, that Oliver is a cat.
How so?
He has 9 lives. He's gone through 3 so far. Ah. He's always coming back. So he's not dead.
The name of a cat.
Yeah, meow. See?
Yeah.
So he comes back, and big changes are supposedly in store with costume.
Yeah, I heard about that too.
Costume change, which he teased kind of at the end of the episode where he comes back.
Are we getting rid of the hood?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
No. But the crazy thing is...
I would really love to have the hat with the feather, though. The hat with the feather would be awesome.
The thing is at one point, the Red Arrow, or...
Arsenal
goes to see the cop. I'm so bad with names. Anyways, he goes to see the cop.
And cop guy.
The cop guy. The dad. The one, right?
Right.
And he goes, save it, Harper. I know who you are. I have ever seen... Right? And he's like... You can figure out that's Harper.
Right.
But you can't figure out that the Arrow is Oliver Queen?
Because he talks different.
But right. Harper was using a...
That's true. Good point. That's true.
We all know the best way to keep a secret identity in
it's
the
not
DC
a mask.
Universe
it's not a mask.
Is a pair of glasses and changing your voice.
But Harper changed his voice.
That's true. That's
and wore a mask. And it was him. He's always in the shadows more with the cop.
That's true.
Interesting.
That's Oliver. Anyways, just...
Good episode.
Idiosyncrasy. Yes.
CW seems to be hitting on all cylinders with their
We'll see how Supergirl goes.
We'll see how Supergirl goes. Another network, CBS. CBS is really ramping up the whole Supergirl thing. I didn't talk about it last week, but of course we had gotten the news that Supergirl has a new villain.
Lumberjack!
The Lumberjack! Whee! Wow. What such a weird...
His powers are plaid.
It was
shirts.
Such a weird pick. It
but
was
all, the,
so
all of these
weird.
All these TV shows have always started out with like those unknown...
Yeah, the B team.
C team. Like Gotham started out with literally one.
I'm old enough to where the only thing when I think lumberjack is A, Paul Bunyan, or B, Monty Python. I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. Sleep all night and I work all day. That's all I think about. So
he wasn't going to continue.
Yeah.
Well, they just want to make sure that for her episode that they don't give her too big of a fight.
Right.
She has to win the first
episode. I just thought it was such a weird... There's a whole bunch of other guys you could put in there. I just never... The lumberjack... Weird. But anyway, yeah, CBS is working on that. We haven't gotten any new pictures of her in the suit yet, which we're looking forward to seeing how she's going to look in this thing. Or heck, we don't even know if she's going to have a suit, to be honest. Think about Smallville or what. She may not even have a suit for quite a while. Who knows? So
that's a good point, yeah.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know how they're going to do her origin story. But
that's why it was called Smallville. It wasn't about him being Superman.
But what I'm saying is that I guess it is a good
point.
But
this is called Supergirl. She has to have a suit.
Yeah, she better be in a suit.
She's got to be in a suit.
Because that's her identity.
Grilling my teeth. Anyway, so moving on. Television. Anything you're watching?
Old cartoons.
Yeah, you were watching Batman. You're telling Justice League. Young Justice. I'm
Batman
sorry.
Beyond.
Yes.
The Incredible Hulk and his Smash team.
Oh, the Agents of Smash? That's a terrible, terrible anime show. I didn't like it at all.
There's two seasons of it.
Oh, it's horrible.
They made it to two seasons?
What? Do you like Agents of Smash?
No. I saw one episode and that was enough for me.
It was awful, awful, awful.
Because it was too apple pie. The Hulk was talking and having conversation. It's a reality show. About there the Incredible Hulk
exactly.
And the creation of his Smash team.
Can I be honest? I don't mind the Smart Hulk, though. I mean, I like Smart Hulk, but I like my Hulk a little angrier. That's all. I don't know. He's too cool in the show. That's why, I think. He's got this...
No, he was playing the whole tough guy who, you know, doesn't have that soft side, that he hides his soft side for the boy that becomes A-Bomb. The Blue Hulk.
Right, right, right.
You know?
Yeah. Well, anyway, I'm not a big fan. All right, so, Amber.
Yes, sir.
Since we're talking about television and movies, since you're our Netflix chick, what's the Netflix pick of the week? What would you choose on that front? If you're staying at home and you're on your couch and you're going to A, binge watch or watch a movie on Netflix, what will you be watching?
See, you throw this stuff at me.
I do.
Like, I have, and
it's the unpredictability of the show that
I'm
keeps it going.
I'm as good with names as Collector J is. It's that, actually, what I'm getting into is that show with Jillian something from The X-File.
Ooh.
There's that series on
Netflix.
Yeah, Free Fall. It's good.
It's from the UK. Gillian Anderson is great in it, by the
way. It's good.
It's about her hunting down a serial killer. Good show. Good show. Good pick. Good pick, Amber. We're listening to you more often on the Netflix pick. Put that segment in your queue for next time. We're gonna put that. We're gonna keep that as the Netflix pick. That's awesome. All right, moving on to before we take off, we got some game releases, but now we're gonna get some Blu-rays and DVD releases for the week that came out. A couple of bigger titles, as it were, came out this week. First off, we got coming to video on demand was Horrible Bosses 2. It's not on Blu-ray or DVD yet, but hit video on demand this week. Anybody watch Horrible Bosses at all? Like the first one or even the second one?
Nope.
Me neither. I don't recall these, but it was big enough to have a second movie. Jason Bateman is in it. Charlie Day.
Yeah, it's about them trying to kill their boss.
Yeah, it's about exactly. That's
who
what it's about.
Who wants to do that?
Yeah, right, right. So that came out on on VOD this week. Also, a big movie from Disney came out that did a fair at the box office, I guess, starring Steve Carell, called Alexander and Alexander the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day. It's based on a book. Steve Carell, Jennifer Garner's in it. It's a family picture by Disney. I'm guessing it didn't do much money because I really didn't hear much about it.
I heard about it, I never saw it. Yeah.
No, neither did I. That came out on Blu-ray, DVD, and VOD. Also this week is Nightcrawler on Blu-ray and DVD on Hard Media. That's Collector J. You got that. Did you watch it yet?
I have not
watched it. Oh, man. Okay. It's not gonna say anything. Gotta see it. Gotta watch it. Also, that's the one with Jake Gyllenhaal, and he's playing the reporter with the camera. And very cool show. You guys should definitely check it out. Also on Blu-ray and DVD today is it's a Lego DC comic book movie called Justice League versus Bizarro League.
They got a Bizarro Batman Lego
in it.
Yes, I need that.
Wow. All right. Well,
he needs it.
He
needs it. He needs to get it. Also on Blu-ray and DVD today is a film starring Ethan Hawke called Predestination. Professor Barry's review of Predestination is actually up on the Nerdwatch page, and you can click through it to go to Maui Watch and read his review about Predestination. He actually kind of liked it. He's a time traveling cop. Sans the high kicking like Jean-Claude Van Damme. So
it's like a whole. There was a whole season of time-traveling movies a couple years ago.
Really?
Yeah, they had the one with Bruce Willis.
Yep. Oh, that was Looper. That was great.
Looper. There had to have been another one.
Like that bunch of kids and the roller... the kids.
You missed it. Project Almanac? Is that the one?
No. This one, it's a series, too. It wasn't... It's like 1, 2, 3, 4.
Huh?
It's bad.
What?
I don't know what she's talking about.
I don't know either. Which one is that?
It's something about them running away from fate.
What?
You're talking about...
it sounds cool.
No. You're talking about the horror movie genre, the Final Destination.
No?
That was a time thing?
That wasn't
a time thing.
Are you sure?
Oh, okay.
Where they cheat death and then they're trying to run away from death?
No, it was something else.
You're getting me all excited about running away from fate. I'm like, ooh, that sounds intriguing. Man,
I also watch foreign movies that are subtitled.
You did say foreign movies, right?
Yeah, so that might be it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I thought I heard something too.
It just hit me when I said fate.
Just went up on my meter.
She still hasn't figured out what you were saying.
Yeah.
Okay, she said foreign movies. Okay.
Foreign.
Yeah. I heard. There are some things you choose to move on and not hear.
That was a hard one to move on from. That's all I'm just saying. Anyway,
she laughs at streaking, but she doesn't.
Yeah.
afford us.
Yeah, I guess it's all fine. Anyway, moving on. Jeremy Renner, aka Hawkeye, has got his own movie called Kill the Messenger. That's out on Blu-ray and DVD today as well.
Got 4 stars.
Yeah, it did from whoever.
From some guy
who's on the cover. He gave it 4-star review. Go figure. Also on Blu-ray and DVD today is a film by Jon Stewart called Rosewater. He directed it. By the way, speaking of, a little side note, Jon Stewart is leaving The Daily Show.
Yep.
Yeah, just
yeah.
announced it.
After so many years, he's announced it. So
I guess all the talk show hosts are retired.
I'm not surprised because Colbert left. It was
Colbert got a better job.
Well, right, but he left, and Stewart, I figured would.
Well, Stewart, with the money he's making, he can retire anyway, regardless. So
he had money before the show.
He's just fine. Right, exactly. He's good.
Hey, Sailor Moon.
Yeah, Sailor Moon is out on Blu-ray today as well. Is that the? Can you click on that? Is that the whole series? I am not a huge Sailor Moon fan, but I'd like to know. Oh, this is season 1, part 2 Blu-ray is out on Blu-ray today. Are you a Sailor Moon?
Yeah, I went through the whole thing, and then now they've got what, Sailor Moon Crystal or something.
Are you a Sailor Moon cosplayer?
No.
Okay.
I was the bad guys.
Oh, you're the bad guys?
Oh yeah.
Oh wow. I was never a big Sailor Moon fan. I never got into that. Was that anime format? I like the song.
Well, you know, we have a huge following of Sailor Moon fans on Maui.
Really?
Yeah. We do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Maybe I won't talk. I'm not talking bad about it. Maybe I'll stop saying negative things. All right. It's a great show. Sailor Moon on Blu-ray and DVD today. Fantastic. Also on Blu-ray and a DVD today, a couple other weird things. First of all, a great movie by Carl Reiner called The Russians Are Coming. Very funny movie. And last but not least, a very interesting movie that Professor Barry alluded to a couple of weeks ago on the show called Force Majeure, about a dad who, I guess they go on vacation and then there's an avalanche and he decides to leave his family in the house while the avalanche is going and the avalanche doesn't hit and the repercussions that happen after that. Weird, right?
Oh, so the avalanche is coming.
Right.
He digs out on his family.
Correct.
But the avalanche never happens. Right. Oh, wow.
Isn't that messed up?
He was hoping he'd get killed. So he wouldn't have to pay up for leaving.
He was saving himself. Right, exactly. Yeah. That's so weird.
Wow.
It looks like he's British.
It does.
Totally does.
Yeah, those subtitles. I think it's Britain.
I was just trying to tie into the.
Yeah, no, you did. You did very well. I think it's a Swedish show.
That's what I was doing there.
It's a Swedish film. It's a Swedish film.
Are there any avalanche in the UK?
I know. I'm sure there are no mountains that snow in the UK anywhere. But
well,
yeah,
it says they travel to the French Alps.
Yeah, French.
Yeah, no, yeah, I know, but it's a Swedish film. If you look at the Wettergren.
Johannes.
Johannes. It's a Swedish movie. Yeah, Swedish family. There you go.
Right. Wettergren.
We are so good with our geography.
Lisa von Wevengarden. That's her name. All right, fantastic. All right, well, that's it for Blu-rays and DVDs today. Nothing else to write home about, like I said, other than A Horrible Bosses 2. If you like it, check it out. Jason Bateman. Alex Sudeikis, Charlie Day, Chris Pine is in it, Kevin Spacey, Jennifer Aniston. I must have missed the boat on something, I guess. I got to see this movie, I guess.
I like Jason Bateman. He's good.
Jason Bateman can be funny. I thought the movie Bad Words wasn't very good, though. The one he directed. I didn't like that at all.
The Spelling Bee one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't get to see it. Yeah, it's actually kind of creepy, especially when you're dealing with like 5th and 6th grade kids. It's a little creepy. I didn't like it. It kind of rubbed me the wrong way. No pun intended, but it was kind of gross. Anyway, moving on. Finally, in the news, Blu-rays are done. We got games. We got games and game releases coming out. Hello? Now, Collector J. I'm not Collector J. Format. I've done that twice in this show. Format. You playing anything exciting?
Exciting? No, not per se. I know there's been a couple of new things coming out, and I just haven't had any hands-on time with any of them.
Right.
But right now, because of the book, most of my gaming is stuck to the mobile platform.
Sure.
So a lot of like Clash of Clans and Boom Beach and that kind of stuff.
Oh, so you're more of a mobile gamer. So you and...
Just a quick, you know, get in, get out kind of stuff.
So you and Digi over here, you and Digi can hook up because she's a mobile gamer to the core, this one. She's a... Yeah, that's what she does. She just sits there. It's like
fun. I'm going to get thumb arthritis.
You are. thumbthritis. So nothing too exciting.
No, not necessarily. I did revisit a favorite.
An old classic?
Somewhat, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mainly the main reason why I wanted to was just because I enjoyed the game so much and I wanted to do like my first game review
for the Nerd Watch on it.
It's part of the Rockstar library of games.
It is indeed.
What's the game already? Jeez.
The game I'm talking about is Bully.
Fantastic game.
It is.
Heard of it. Really? It's a great game.
Think of GTA set in a preparatory academy setting.
With the exception of the fact that it has, the story is actually fairly decent. You actually go to class. You have to go to class on time. You have to show up.
Do you learn anything?
You do, because you do. That's what's the cool thing about it.
What level of classes are they?
There's math, there's science, there's music.
No, level. Like, are you in high school, college?
Oh, no, you're in preparatory school. You're in prep school. So you're like middle school, high school.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a very cool it's a very cool show. Very cool game, excuse me.
Can I use it as a tutor for my kids?
Sure. A lot of life lessons.
There is. It's funny that you say that because there are a lot of life lessons in that game. Bully's a great game. It's a great retro game.
Go to class, kids.
Yeah, I own that game. I still have it. I still play it. It's a good game. Definitely check that out. More on what I've been playing as of late. Collector J, what have you been playing lately? Anything exciting?
Still doing switching between Destiny, Dying Light. I got to pick up Evolve because it came out yesterday.
Right? Are you picking it up at the store?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
cool.
I actually pre-ordered that for some reason.
I played the beta, and I think so did Format here.
Yeah.
I was not excited about this game after I played it. I don't know what kind of gamer you are.
I haven't played any
of the betas, so. I don't know. Would you recommend he pick up the game?
Well, he's already got it. So.
Well, I didn't pay. I only put that down.
He reserved it. He could always return it. I just
yeah, I just transferred my $5 to another movie.
When I got into the beta, it was cool because it was new, but there wasn't anything really innovative about the title. So I don't know how.
What kind of game is it?
Okay, it's a game. It's a 1-on-4. So there are 4 soldiers. And then you could play a monster. There are 4 different classes of monsters. Those monsters in this big map evolve into different things when you eat different things. So you evolve into a bigger monster with different powers. It sounds cool on paper, but when you put it to
like something is lost in the
translation. Right, there's something lost in translation.
But you're basing all that off of a beta, which is built
That build was pretty much finished. So the only problem for me, the problem is that when you're the monster, you're not necessarily a threat. Because and on top of that, the guys are so small that all you really see are the health bars and the names. You don't really get to see the people in action.
Is it a multiplayer?
Yes, that's the whole point. That's the whole point to it. Is that it is a multiplayer game. So 5 people get in the game. 4 people are the soldiers, and 1 guy's the monster. And the monster, if it dies, gets more powerful. So you come back over and over again until this monster is ridiculously powerful, and he keeps evolving and evolving.
What about the guys?
The guys don't. They get new weapons and things like that. They get new powers. They level up like usual, get new powers, things like that.
It sounds interesting.
It's intriguing. Unfortunately, I don't see the magic yet. Maybe I got to play a couple more rounds. But I put in some time in the beta and didn't like it at all. So for me, Evolve came out this week. That was the big game of the week. I'm definitely on this end. I'm a pass because I was not interested. I will say this. Since you're playing Destiny, I finally got a chance to finish the Crota raid on Destiny, the second raid. I did that. That took 3 freaking hours of my life. That thing was so ridiculous.
I have yet to
sounds like
raid.
Fun.
Yeah. You have yet to do a raid.
I know. I have not done a raid yet. I don't have an extensive friends list.
Right.
Jump on and
all the people that he would play with are on the other system.
Right. I don't even have an extensive friend list on Xbox.
You got PS4.
Yeah.
You would if you were my friend on Xbox.
He did have the Xbox.
You would. But yeah, I finally got to finish that. I got a couple of cool. I got a cool ship. I got a cool weapon.
That's all I get now.
It's called the
ships.
Black Hammer.
I got like 4. Where do I get the weapon that shoots
stuff?
No, I need the one that
bullets.
A certain type of ammo. Void damage. So okay. I can finish that stupid.
Okay. Here's what here's what you got to do.
Because now I got another one with the machine gun.
Can I ask you something? Can I tell you something? Can I tell you this?
What?
You're going to need to do the raid. Because you...
I figure, but which one is it? Is it the glass?
Yeah, it's the vault of glass.
Okay.
You need to do the vault of glass in Destiny because in that raid is a void weapon. That void weapon is called Atheon's Epilogue. That is the void damage weapon you need to take into battle with you when you play.
Okay, I was wondering where I had to go for that. Right, that's, I had to make sure. Right. Okay, I'll do.
If you do void damage, you can also do void damage without that gun, and you can do it with your secondary weapons. That's the only.
I don't have a void damage secondary yet. That's any good.
Man,
my sniper rifle was. Like previous,
you, I am.
But you know, I still kill it in my crucibles.
If I get Destiny for PS4, we're still gonna need four other guys.
Just go Xbox.
You
can get four other guys easily.
We need to get four other guys if I get back on, and if Formac gets on, if we find some way to get him
then
a
you
PS4,
you guys need to kick one of those four guys
and put him in. Well, first we need to level you to 20, and then. You know, so...
Well, there are some walkthroughs on how a hunter was able to run Vault of Glass solo.
No, there was. That's the thing, is that you can do it now.
Oh, get boosted?
So,
yeah,
so I might just try to solo it.
By the way, there is no way to boost in this game. Oh, they ended up... If you're not a certain level, you don't get to go in. So...
Did you read the article about the guy who found who used the... faulty internet connection to be able to beat Crota.
Oh yeah, they had to patch that.
Did they patch it already?
Oh yeah, that's long gone.
I thought the article just
came out. It came out a long time ago. What you do is that when you're playing with a group of people,
it's different.
Oh, it's different now?
No, he was saying he still had an internet connection.
Uh huh.
But what happened is things would start 5 or 6 seconds before they were supposed to.
Uh huh.
And he'd get stuck in like a room. And then everything would happen, and then all of a sudden the back wall would disappear, and he could jump out onto this
island. Whoa!
And then the guy would walk off the edge and die.
Wow. Glitching!
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't see that one. I saw the one where you pull the cord out of your gaming console when the end boss goes down to his knee when you nail him. The guy who's the main guy on that before they patched it, you could pull the internet connection out of you can exit out of the game. That guy leaves and then Crota never gets back up and you can just whack him till he's dead. That was one of the biggest glitches. Wow. Yeah, that was crazy. It was a huge glitch. So people were, what they call in Destiny, they call it cheesing. So you could cheese the whole freaking thing.
I'm pretty sure that would be called cheesing in anything,
Well,
I'm impressed that they figured that out. Like that kind of a...
Wait, hold on, guys. I'm going to go pull my internet connection.
All right, your turn. You pull it.
Right, you know, people just run it, and then people can run in there, you know, in a WoW term, they can Leroy Jenkins the whole thing and just, you know, not a problem.
This guy was testing some stuff and came across this little hack where a bad internet connection, spotty internet connection, allowed, like, the back wall to disappear, and he jumped out onto an island.
What
the? And then the boss would just walk off the edge.
That's awesome! That's
took
so
him
much
9
easier.
Seconds to beat it.
Dude,
that's crazy.
That raid takes 3 effing hours.
9 minutes.
It's ridiculous.
I'm
unplugging
my system and putting it on the Wi-Fi.
That's what he did. He ran Wi-Fi through his computer. He was testing something out.
You know, the irony of Crota's raid is the fact that it's the thing before Crota's raid that is the hard part. I can hear that on the thing. Sorry, don't worry about it. Anyway, so the hard thing about that raid is the fact the thing right before it is the tough part. Is the little section that you have to do. You have to kill that thing. You have to kill the wizard before she sings, and then you move on to Crota. That's the hardest part because you have to run into a room with a bunch of guys. That's tougher than actual Crota. But I finished it. Got the Black Hammer sniper rifle. It was fun. I say this all the time. I'm gonna have to get it. We're gonna play together. I've got a 20 leveled on my PS4 anyway. I've got a hunter on there, so we'll play for sure. Other than that, the Hardline beta finished up for Battlefield Hardline. Love that game. I like it. I do have one criticism. And this is ironic for a game. It doesn't seem realistic enough. I know it's a stupid analogy, but it just doesn't seem realistic enough for me. And I read an article just yesterday that it is.
It's not real.
Thanks. I certainly appreciate that. So what Collector J is telling me is that games aren't real?
Yep, right there with wrestling.
Right? Okay, good. Good. So I ended up finishing the Hardline beta, which is great. So that's cool. that Battlefield Hardline. I would say that I would recommend it. It feels very much like a cop show game.
Is that what they were going for?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Exactly. It feels like a big cop show, like a big. It's like definitely cops? Acquired taste, like Cops and Robbers, literally Cops and Robbers. It's a definitely an acquired taste. I enjoyed it for what
like
it was.
Bad boy, what you gonna do?
Exactly, exactly. Except you're the cops. It's kind of crazy. Yeah. So it's kind of it's all right. Other than that, there is nothing else too spectacular to write home about. People are still playing the HD version of Resident Evil out there. I've been watching that a lot on Twitch. I've been watching Evolve on Twitch. I've been watching a lot of stuff as well.
Xenoverse.
Yes.
Dragon Ball Z Xenoverse.
Xenoverse comes out. It's on Xbox One, 360, PS4, PS3, and PC. That comes out next week. And finally, want to let you know there's two other things that came out today. Today's the 13th, right?
Today's the 11th.
The 11th?
Yeah, it's Friday the 13th.
Okay. So, in 2 days, okay? The new 3DS XL comes out along with Majora's Mask.
Yes. That should be awesome.
That should be awesome. So I'm very excited about that as well. The new 3DS looks very cool. New controls, new camera control as well. And there's a lot of new features, and it's a faster processor on the 3DS XL. And Legend of Zelda, by the way, Majora's Mask does not get enough credit. I love that game.
No, it's a great game.
That is definitely a great game. It's super weird, and that's why I think I liked it so much. So, awesome stuff. Check it out. New 3DS. I'm going to try and get my hands on one. It's $199. It's a little pricey, but whatever. I'll see if I can get my hands on
that's
one.
A big one.
I know. It's still a little pricey. Are you
plus,
interested?
US, we got the big one.
Yeah, we got the XL.
We got the slimline
one. Yeah. And it's a faster processor and things
in
like
the US,
that.
In the U.S., everything's obese.
Yeah. So do you? Yeah. Are you interested in the 3DS XL?
I am. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
The only thing I would have been into for the slimline one is because they come with like faceplates.
Right. That's I would
the
want,
big thing in Japan.
I want I wanted the regular 3DS because the screens were actually the new 3DS, the one that's in Japan, actually is bigger, mm-hmm. has a right. little bigger screens on both sides, and it's just a tad smaller than the 3DS XL. So, yeah. But that comes out this week. I'll get a review on it. I'll try and pick a copy up of awesome. That as well. Tons of... What's so funny about this is it costs more money to do this podcast than it is to bring in cash. So it kind of sucks. Anyway, boys and girls, I think we're out of time for this week. We really appreciate you guys tuning in for the show today. Marvel's big announcement was this week. We had a lot of stuff going on. We'll be watching more movies. Professor Barry was out of the office today. He'll be back next week. He'll be watching The Kingsman, 50 Shades of Grey. He's got that coming up as well. New reviews for his stuff is on MollyWatch.com. Collector Jay has a new review on MollyWatch.com for The Babadook. He wrote a Babadook review. Right now, up on Facebook.com/TheNerdWatch, you can check out Format's review for The Theory of Everything. It's on there. It's great. And what's going on with you, Digit? What's happening with you, Amber?
When?
Anytime soon. Anything happening this week? Other than reshingling your roof?
2 hours from now.
Oh, nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing worth mentioning.
Nothing worth mentioning?
No.
All right, just checking. All right, well, we're out of time. Collector J, what about you? You doing anything exciting? Anything for next week's show, or...?
I'll have some more stuff in by then.
Collectibles?
Yes.
What awesome. You got coming in?
A few more statues.
Oh, a few more
figures.
Statues. Okay, cool.
The zombie Batman should be soon,
zombie
right?
Batman, the black and white Harley.
Cool.
And then also another Harley. And then I have a few Hot Toys on reserve. It'll be awesome. Out in the next few months. And then I get my art creating
I want to see
computer
that.
Screen.
Ooh,
probably this week. Tablet. My writing screen.
Writing screen.
That will allow me to do more art. So yes.
Really? Like a screen or like a
Wacom? Yeah, I'll show you after that. It's a Wacom.
Oh,
but it's
cool.
A screen. It's a 22-inch.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Wacom, not Wacom.
So you got a lot of gadgets coming in.
Wacom.
Call them Wacom.
Wacom.
So there's a lot of gadgets coming in the Nerd Watch.
Cintiq is actually the.
Yeah.
Nice.
Sweet.
There's a lot of good stuff coming to the Nerd. And then the next few weeks, we're going to have another comic book swap, I think.
Okay. Awesome. That's right. End of the month, comic book swap is coming up. If you want more details, check out facebook.com/TheNerdWatch. We'll probably be doing a podcast from there as well. We'll put that up on the NerdWatch. We'll put that on the NerdWatch page as well. We'll give you more info. Collector J will give you more info on that. You can reach us at facebook.com/TheNerdWatch. You can get in touch with us all individually. Collector J, Professor Barry, Format, and or Amber, a.k.a. Digit.
She's just pick one.
Pick one of us. We're here.
Well, but, myself. But Jessica Jones, I mean, what? How's that show title go?
Which
a.k.a.
one?
Jessica Jones?
Oh, the one on Netflix.
Yeah.
I forget.
Isn't that her, like, title in the character?
Yeah.
A.k.a. So it's Amber, a.k.a. Digit.
Okay. Jessica,
that still stays within the comic book.
It does. All you're right. You're absolutely right. All right. So with that in mind, boys and girls, have a wonderful week. Do us all a favor. Visit us at facebook.com/TheNerdWatch. Like the page. Follow us on Twitter, @NerdWatchNation. Also, if you could do us all a favor and rate the podcast. If you're an iTunes user, rate the podcast on iTunes. Rate it. Review it. Tell us what you think about it. 5-star ratings are always always welcome. Never frowned upon. So do that for us on iTunes. Let
Unless
us know
you're
what
lying.
You think.
We don't condone lying.
Yeah, listen. In this respect, I condone as much lying as possible. Please rate us on iTunes. Let us know. We'd like to get a little more traction out there for us here in the middle of the islands. Until next week, boys and girls. Professor Barry shall be back. Collector J. Format, Amber, a.k.a. Digit, thanks for dropping in today. We certainly appreciate it. We had a lot of big news. Next week, more news, more movie reviews. It is a Nerd Watch. So, ladies and gentlemen, peace out, much love, and most assuredly, always stay nerdy. And until next time, in the word of the islands, aloha!